Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
On Star 94.1.
I would do just about anything for my children.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have been able to do this. But eating your placenta is a thing. This is a real thing.
Todd just, his wife has floated the idea that they eat the placenta that comes with the baby.
And I have heard of women doing it, but I've never heard of guys doing it.
Kelly calling us from Athens. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hey, Kelly.
Welcome to Jeff and Jen Cook.
Thank you. Well, my kids are 8 and 12, so that wasn't really a thing when they were born, but I'm a fan of Kim Zolciak,
okay.
And I remember watching Don't Be Tardy, and for when they had one of their kids, they cut a piece of the placenta and made it into a smoothie. Like, they blended it into a smoothie, and both of them drank it. So,
what's the benefit of it? I don't know anything really about
TV ratings.
I think it is for postpartum, which is a serious thing because I did experience that. So I probably would have done it if they could have, you know, kind of masked it. So
if it would have helped. Really... Sure.
Yeah.
Postpartum depression is very serious. And if you can avoid it, then go for it. But this just seems
bizarre. They both had their little placental smoothie. So that's my take on it.
David's trying to call her right now. So
the friend of mine I had heard about doing it freeze dried it.
And then you have it like those Dippin' Dots? Do you get it the... placenta dip into houses.
I don't know.
Is that what you get?
I don't know. I'm freaking out.
Jill and Marietta.
Hello.
Hey, placenta talk with Jeff and Jen.
Hey.
It's our version of Chopped.
I was just going to say, I know actually a lot of people who have like encapsulated it and like taken it in pill form, moms and dads.
How do you get it into the pill? Like, whose job is that?
I mean, there's like, I don't know what they're actually called. I mean, there's people that do it. I actually considered doing it after I had my second child, but it's expensive.
Oh, really?
Can I ask a question that I'm probably going to hate myself for?
Oh, no.
Sure.
What does it look like?
Like the placenta or like in the pill form?
The placenta. I know what a pill looks like. Like, what's a placenta? Oh. Look, I figure that it looks kind of like a steak.
They actually do like placenta art and stuff. Like they put it on a canvas. Like as soon as like they take it out and then like they hang it on their wall.
Who is the person that does that?
I don't know.
I mean, there's people that do it. I don't know. I don't know personally. But...
I got to be honest with you. It looks like a T-bone. Is
what I know about it is that it really is what gives your baby all the nutrients in there. And I know that you can have placenta previa, which is bad when it goes underneath the baby. In between the baby and getting out, that can be really dangerous. And I know that you have to deliver it. If you deliver your baby, then you deliver your placenta as well.
Up until this point, I truly thought that it looked like a jellyfish. Seriously.
Yeah. I'm guessing anytime you get internal organs out, they're going to look like jellyfish.
No, like a liver. I know what a liver looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what a heart looks like. They don't look like jellyfish.
It's really early. We're probably making everybody really want to vomit.
Shelby and is it Shelby calling from Dunwoody? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are you?
What up?
Hi. Yeah. So, like, everyone's already said it, but I've heard about it being you put it in pill form. It is expensive. And at the hospital where I gave birth to my son at 2 years ago, there was an option where you could check it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you would just tell them, "Oh yeah, I want it encapsulated, or I want to save my placenta," and then they do it for you.
We got to talk to somebody in the medical community who can tell us, is this for real? Like a real health benefit to do it? Or is it just lure, like folklore?
All right. Well, this conversation will continue because I really want to. The only person that we really know that has eaten a placenta is Kim Zolciak. So we'll try to get her on. David called her. I texted her. We'll see. It might not be till tomorrow, but we'll try to get Kim on and see if she can.
But if she blended it in a smoothie, she isn't going to be able to help Todd, who wanted to know what does it taste like.
Well, why don't you ask your friend who made it into Dippin' Dots?
I will.
See if he can get out of it. All right.
Okay. Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Starting 84.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.